Welcome back. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection specialists, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question comes up a lot in the property management world. How do you actually carry out leak detection in a block of flats when one tenant refuses access?
It's probably the single most common obstacle we hit on multi-occupancy jobs. The honest answer is that a refused door doesn't stop ADI's engineers. It changes the approach, but we can still pinpoint the leak source without entering every flat.
Really? Because I'd have thought if the water's coming from, say, flat 4, you'd need to get inside flat 4.
That's the instinct. And it's understandable. But acoustic leak detection equipment listens for the pressure signature of escaping water through floors, ceilings, and walls. ADI's engineers place listening devices on the fabric of the building itself, pipework running through communal areas, floor voids, riser ducts, and the equipment triangulates where the noise is loudest. We can narrow a leak down to a very tight area without stepping inside a single flat.
So acoustic detection works through the structure itself. What about thermal imaging? Does that come into play here?
Thermal imaging is brilliant in blocks because it reads temperature differences through surfaces. ADI uses thermal cameras on corridor ceilings and shared walls to identify cold or warm patches where water is tracking through the structure. If a pressurized pipe is leaking inside a refused flat, the moisture migrates and shows up on adjacent surfaces we do have access to. That thermal trace tells us the direction and often the rough origin point.
So you're building a picture from the outside in, essentially.
Exactly right. ADI's engineers work outward from every accessible space. The flat above, the flat below, the corridor, any communal riser cupboards. Tracer gas leak detection is another method we use in this situation. A safe, non-toxic hydrogen and nitrogen mix is introduced into the pipework, and the gas migrates to the point of least resistance, which is the leak. A detector on the floor surface above or the ceiling below picks up the gas escaping upward, and that locates the leak to within centimetres, all without opening the refused flat's front door.
That's genuinely impressive. Now what about the legal side? If the leak is definitely in that flat and access is being blocked, what options does a freeholder or managing agent actually have?
This is where ADI's role ends and the property manager's begins, and it's worth being clear about that. We're leak detection specialists, not solicitors, so I'd always say take proper legal advice. But broadly, most leases contain an access clause that gives the freeholder the right to enter a flat to investigate and repair damage affecting other residents. Serving written notice, the period varies by lease, often 24 to 48 hours for emergencies is usually the first formal step.
And if the tenant still won't budge after that notice?
The managing agent can apply to court for an injunction requiring access. That sounds slow, but when there's active water damage spreading into neighbouring flats, judges do treat it seriously. What ADI's survey report does in that situation is give the legal process something concrete to work with. Our written findings showing that the leak source is identified, that the damage is active and spreading, and that access to a specific flat is required, support the case for urgent entry.
So the survey itself becomes part of the legal toolkit?
It does. ADI provides a full written report with findings, methodology, and the identified leak location. That document gives the freeholder, their solicitors, and the court a clear evidence-based picture. It also helps with insurance claims from affected residents in neighbouring flats, because the cause and origin are documented professionally rather than just asserted.
What's your advice to a building manager who phones ADI before the situation has fully escalated? Is there anything they can do to make the survey go more smoothly?
Get access arranged to every flat you can before the engineers arrive, and be upfront about which ones are refused. That lets ADI plan the methodology from the start. We sequence the job to maximise what we can gather from cooperative flats first, then use non-invasive techniques on the refused unit. Also, have the building plans or a basic layout available if you can. Knowing where the main risers run and how the pipework is distributed saves time and makes the acoustic and tracer gas work more targeted.
Dave, that's been really clear. Thank you. For anyone dealing with this in a block right now, ADI Leak Detection are among the most experienced specialists in the UK for exactly this kind of complex multi-occupancy situation, and their non-invasive methods mean a refused door really isn't the dead end it might seem.